Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Now we're talking about, like, bad lies that exes have told you. We're saying exes because we're assuming that the lies are so bad that this is what made them exes. If you call up with a current telling you a bad lie that they're holding on to, I'm going to judge the hell out of you. Just letting you know, 833-973-0969. Michaela?
Hi.
Hey, Michaela. What do you got?
All right. So a few years ago, I had this inkling that my ex was cheating on me with a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. And so I needed proof. So I started creeping on her social media and she posted a photo with him working out. And I brought it to his attention and he was like, "That's not me in the picture." And I was like, "No, like that's you. I see you in the picture." And he was like, "No, she edited me into the picture. That's not me." He's wearing like his clothes, like his company hat, everything.
So he would rather say, "No, this crazy girl photoshopped me into that picture."
Yeah.
Than to just be like, "Yeah, we were working out. She just happened to put up a picture of me working out with my trainer." Like that would have been much more easy to get out of, I would assume. Unless Was he spotting her in a squat? Like, was it a questionable position they were in?
Oh, my God.
He was actually in, like, a really embarrassing, like, downward dog position, which is great.
Yeah, yeah.
but, yeah, he denied it for a little while, but he said, "Yeah, I was edited." So
that's great.
Turns out he was sleeping with her, but...
Shocker. Yeah, I mean, with that answer, definitely.
The whole "it wasn't me" thing, can we just dead that in 2022? It doesn't work. We have Kayla on our page.
Yeah.
Said she walked in on her man and her friend having sex. He ran out the house, called her 30 minutes later, acting like nothing happened. And she's like, "What is wrong with you?" And he's like, "What are you talking about?" And she told him, and he's like, "No, that wasn't me." Like, come on.
Wow. He answered the phone, It doesn't work. All right. What else are people saying on the Get Up Facebook page?
Let's see. Adam says, "My ex told me she had a court-ordered curfew. Come to find out, I dropped her off at 9:30, and her other boyfriend would pick her up at 10 o'clock. Her friend ratted her out."
What a...
Yep. Corey said that a girl that he was trying to get with had told him that she slept with you, Romero.
All right. Okay.
And at that point, he had no idea who she was talking about, but then figured it out. And yeah, I don't know if it worked or not. I asked him, I'm like, "Wait, so did it work?" He didn't respond.
Was she bragging when she said she slept with me?
I was. Yes.
Oh, okay. Good.
Lots of like, okay, I like this one. Rossi said that he told her he had a few kids. By a few kids, he meant 14.
14 kids?
She found that out much later.
That's old school pre-technology children right there.
Yep.
That's help me on the farm children. My God.
Help me on the farm.
Yeah. Jesus. Somebody got to get up early.
With a hickey on the neck, said that he told her that he got stung by a bee.
Nice. Speaking of hickey on the neck, I think we have somebody with a hickey on the neck call. Kara?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi.
What did you get from an ex?
Oh, gosh, this is just the icing on the cake. It was the, you know, end-all, be-all lie that I heard in the relationship. So, long story short, there was many lies throughout the relationship. The last one I got was a message from a girl on Facebook saying that her friend was actually dating my boyfriend and that he claimed he had colon cancer. Now, meanwhile, this girl is also a widow, so she put me in touch with the girl, who also sent screenshots of conversations she had with my boyfriend, and yeah, lo and behold, he claimed he had colon cancer and was in the hospital and sending pictures. He went in for a colonoscopy that I took him to.
Pay no attention to the chick who's driving me there. Hold on. He wanted to sell himself to this girl by claiming that he had colon cancer?
Oh, yeah. For a pity party, for attention. And like I said, mind you, this poor girl was a widow.
Yeah.
And God.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
and like
awful.
I said, this was just the end of all lies that I heard. There were many more, but that one probably was
next level.
The award. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That is so bad. I'm still trying to figure out, like, he's like, I know what'll get her.
Right?
Colon cancer.
And apparently, the girl before me, he told her he had a stroke, which he never had.
Oh, my God!
What is happening?
Yeah. He told me he had COVID and then showed up on my doorstep like 2 days later, miraculously cured.
So this dude is taking the pity party to, like, a next level. That's how he gets women.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He, it's I could write a book. Like, it's crazy the stories I have from that relationship.
Wow. He just wants a woman to literally, like, you know, you say, when you say you want a woman to take care of you, you usually mean it, like, maybe financially or emotionally. No, he wants a woman to literally care for him, like he's in hospice or something like that.
Oh,
that's
terrible. Yep.
That's crazy.
It's insane,
Thank you, madam. Hi, Gina. What's your story? Who lied to you? How did they lie to you?
Hi. So when I was 17, I was with my son's father, and I went to go visit him at his mom's house, and I seen a red mark on his neck, and I said, "What is that?" And he's like, "Oh, that was voodoo. Somebody put voodoo on me."
I love it. I love it.
Oh, stop.
Was it a panic? Like, was that a panic response, or was it like, was he confident when he delivered that line?
Oh, he was super confident. He even made me believe it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Yo.
Yep.
How long before you figured out that it wasn't the voodoo and it was more of the hickey variety?
The next day.
Okay. Well, that wasn't that long.
I can't believe somebody put voodoo on my boyfriend.
I woke up and I realized, you know what? That's not no voodoo. Come on.
Hello, Miss Becca.
Hi.
So hi.
What's the biggest lie that someone, an ex, has told you?
Oh, my God. So my ex literally told me, so he went to Fort Lauderdale with his brother for spring break and his dad. And they came back with a bunch of girls' phone numbers. And my boyfriend at the time told me that it was all for his brother and that he was talking to these girls because he was his brother's wingman.
Oh boy.
Why didn't you believe that? That's a very believable story.
Is it though?
Yes, yes.
You know, sometimes you gotta wingman.
Sometimes you gotta sacrifice for your boy like that, you know? Go on dates with them, not for yourself.
That's a good wingman.
He's nuts.
That's all.
Yeah. I mean I knew a guy who would try and get away with going on dates. With it, like going on double dates, and he would always tell his girlfriend, he's like, "No, I'm just helping my boy out." He didn't want to go alone with these two girls.
Oh, come on.
No guy ever wants to be with two girls alone.
This guy, he took this one to the grave. He would not even tell me the truth, even when we broke up.
Wow.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning on Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.